Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus right across Far North Queensland.
And right now, in my hands, I'm holding that Australian Dictionary. I hope I've pronounced that right. And joining us is the writer of the Australian Dictionary, Dominic Knight. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me. The Australian Dictionary, this is amazing. I mean, all the colloquialisms that us Australians use every single day are now in one handy book. Now, this is a very big tourist town here in Cairns, so this is perfect to hand out at the hostel so everybody knows what we're talking about.
Oh, that's a very good idea. What do you guys call, like, processed luncheon meat? Because there's about eight different words for it around the country.
Yes.
Now, I call it floor shavings.
Floor shavings is good. Down in Adelaide, they call it frits, I think. Yep. And I call it small goods.
Yes, Strass in Melbourne. I think it in Sydney, Devon.
Yes.
But it's also apparently in part of Australia they call it Windsor sausage, which makes me think of Prince Andrew, which is very upsetting.
Now, how much research did you have to do, or was this just all off the top of your head stuff?
Well, it's a bit of a mixture. Some words I actually looked up and did some reading about, and didgeridoo is a really interesting one where it's got quite a complicated history of the word. But then there are other things where I just basically vented and kind of did a bit of a roast of some people I don't like very much. But didgeridoo, for instance, is not an Aboriginal word. I always thought it was, but it actually came from white people making fun of the sound of the instrument. So what? Apparently we shouldn't call it a didgeridoo. We should call it a yidaki, which is what they call it up in the territory where it's originally from, a yidaki. So there you go. That's one genuine lesson I actually learned. There are actually facts in this book almost by accident. But the thing that I really got caught on was flanno or flanny.
Yeah.
I put it on Twitter. I put it on Facebook and asked, what is it to you, flanno or flanny? And to me, it was always flanny. But people who grew up with me were like, nah, flanno, got to be a flanno. And I cannot find an answer to
it's
whether
flanno.
It's flanny
I would
or
say,
flanno.
I would say flanno. Chuck on your flanno. Flanny, I don't know what a flanny is. It reminds me of
there
underwear.
You go. Flanno. All right. Well, as far as you guys are concerned, flanno it is.
Now,
I had to put flanny/flanno. That was the only way I could resolve it.
Fair. Now, is Doobie Whacker in there?
Doobie Whacker's not in there. Oh, damn it. I'm going to do volume two.
Book number two. I love this.
Now, you've also got a few sayings in here. You've got fair suck of the sauce bottle. Isn't it fair shake of the sauce bottle?
Oh, that's another one that gets debated. So suck or shake of the sauce bottle. Kevin Rudd, remember him a million years ago, said fair shake. And I think that makes more sense in that you do shake the sauce bottle to try and get the sauce out because it always dries. For me, it was always fair suck. But here's the thing, right? Apparently, the original version, it was not a tomato sauce bottle. It was actually booze.
What?
So it's like sauce is in on the sauce. You know how people say on the sauce.
Well, that makes sense.
So fair suck of the sauce bottle means don't drink more, you know, whiskey or whatever than you meant to, which makes sense. Who cares about tomato sauce on your pie? But drinking too much out of the shared bottle, that's not right. Can't do that in Australia.
Now, which out of all of the words you've got in the Australian dictionary, which is your personal favourite?
I think it's one that I didn't know about, which was a dag. So to me, a dag was always someone who wasn't fashionable, who wore an ugly jumper or something. But a dag originally was a piece of sheep poo. And so if you think in a shearing shed, they would have dag pickers who went through the wool and got rid of all of the dags. Isn't that a great image? And there's actually a saying, an old Australian saying, rattle your dags, which means, you know, hurry, get a move on, hurry up, which means basically shaking all the dags off the wall. So next time you see someone being a bit of a dag, that's where it comes from.
They're fecal matter.
And I've been called daggy before as well. I need to not just check my outfit, it turns out.
Yeah, give it a good shake, I reckon, Carly.
Thank you so much for writing this book. This is going to be on everyone's Christmas presents list. Thanks for joining us, Dominic.
Lovely to talk to you both.